You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Very powerful message in Parashat Vayetchanan that's right, that we have a very great privilege that we are attached to Ribono Shel Olam. We have an opportunity to be attached to Hashem. The Pasuk says, Vatem hadivirim b'Hashem kulechem, chayim kulechem, hayom. So that means attachment that one gains to Ribono Shel Olam, it brings life. So obviously, the question that you have, what's the question?
How do you get attached?
It's about. So he says, Chaim kulechem hayom. What does hayom mean?
Today.
So that means when you're attached to Ribono Shel Olam, only you live today. But it says, you should say forever, no? When you become attached to Ribono Shel Olam, so obviously,
time is for present time, for all the time, for the future.
Is it?
Yeah.
It seems like it's just only today.
Sorry?
Hayom HaGadol. Olam Elyon, you mean? But now, but Torah is not for Olam Haba, it's for Olam Haseh. Yes, that's true, but that's not what we are informed. It says only today. Hey, yo. Fine, but it's the point of matter here is when you have breakfast, it lets you go on how long?
All day.
Till lunch. So when you eat lunch, then it lets you go on till
dinner.
Dinner, let you go on to? It's very interesting. You know why they call it breakfast? No, because in society outside, when you sleep till you get up, that calls fasting. So then we say breakfast, and they break their fast. That's what they. Oh, you didn't know? So they call it they were fasting when they were sleeping. He's sleeping. So now here, actually, it says, Vatem hadivirim b'Hashem elokeichem. So now here, as is known, we have more than maybe 350 types of cults. The people, they create connection in different sources. In India, in Japan, China, I mean, old China, they used to be. So now, the different type of sources that you can make a contact with. So like in Tratana Usha, talks about Bilam HaRasha. So why we have such a character? Tratana Usha is informing us that he was able to make a connection. So now here, Tzadok Hashem is informing us that the only one nation that has the capability to connect to the right source. It's only one. And not only that, some might feel and some believe that it's not possible at the time that you're alive. So when one leaves this olam, so then maybe there is something there, that's what they feel. So then you get connected to. Like Bilam said, Tamot Nafshi, Mot Yesharim. What did he say? He said, Tamot Nafshi, Mot Yesharim. So he said, when he dies, then he will die like a righteous people. That's what he believed. What does that mean? So that means in other cults they believe at the present time when you're alive, your body does not permit you to make a connection. Because you're physical. That's what he said. Tamot nafshi. When I die, Bilam said, I will connect to the source. But in Judaism, we don't believe in that. It's not that tamot nafshi. He says, Vatem hadverim b'Hashem Elokeichem. What's the next word? Chaim. What does that mean? That when you're alive, you have opportunity to be connected to Hashem. Not when you leave after 120 years. In your present life, you are able to do this. To become dabuk, attached to Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, obviously, say?
Bilam,
no, he was not
Jewish.
He was, like, he gained a gift. Yeah, that was the whole problem. He was, like, a Navi Sheker, but he...
So he had a connection.
He had a connection. And some hold that his connection was even greater than Moshe. But it was just a gift. So that's why, we did a side effect, what he did, and what type of impurity he got involved with. Because he didn't work on it to gain it. Right, but yes, exactly. So now here, the message here is that Yehudi should understand he has the capability and opportunity to become attached to Ribbono Shel Olam in present life. Now, that means when he says, Vatem hadverim b'ashem elokeichem chayim, and then what's the next word?
Kulechem.
What does Kulachem mean?
All of you.
Everyone. No matter who. It's not that say, oh, he's a Rav, he does this, he's a Sadiq. No. This doesn't work that way. And it's not, that's how it is. Kulachem. Every Yehudi has the opportunity to attach himself to Ribbono Shel Olam.
He had that connection one time before we were born.
I'm sorry?
When we were born, we had that connection.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, but the point of matter here is that through life, Yetzer Hara wants to take it away. And he's very, very successful that how he can distract us, knock us down, and become disconnected. So that means if you purchase a very, very, very expensive cell phone. How much did it cost today?
$1,000.
$2,000?
$1,000.
$1 million?
Yes.
Why? What?
Diamonds.
Really?
Big diamonds.
And so, if somebody buys a $1 million cell phone, how much his cost is his house cost? 5 million? So now, you have a very interesting halakha in your idea. Let's say you have a duck, you have a vase in your house. So ducks, sometimes go on the roof. So now, if the duck falls from the roof, so now you'd like to have some juicy kebab, some gundi. So how do you know this duck is kosher? What are we supposed to do? No. But how do we know it doesn't have a blemish, doesn't have a mum? It's a siman in Yud Chet, in Yod Chet, it's bad. He fell from the roof. So what are we going to do? Everybody's waiting for juju kebab, for barbecue.
You shake them and check.
No, you cannot shake them before you make sure that he's completely, in a good shape. So your idea brings that you have to put this duck on a river stream. If he be able to swim against it, so that means it's kosher. But if he does Hindel, and he becomes Panchar, and doesn't swim against the stream. That means no, so that means he's Shalem, he's perfect. So then, Shatuba Musahat, you make the barbecue ready.
Right.
So now here, listen carefully. So Tzotzal Moshat, back to the first question. V'atem adevirim v'ashem elokechem chayim kulechem. When?
Hayom.
In life, many times, I mean, without speak, we all have a, you know, tail of ducks. Because, you know, the duck, he doesn't know how to swim, really. And then, you know, he doesn't know fly. He flies a little bit. He's in the middle, the way he walks. And then, you know, that's what he's called duck. In life, exactly, we have the same status. And sometimes we fall from the roof. You know, things goes wrong. You know, you swim. You know, we says things that, you know, we are offended, we get angry, we hold it in. So now the problem out here is, are we a kosher Jewish kebab or not? So what do you do? If you are able to go against the stream and you can swim, you're kosher. But if you just give up and shatter, so that means you're a duck tarev. So that's why Tzotzal Moshe is informing us that to devekut b'ribono shel olam never can be l'olme ad. Why? It's on a daily basis. You have nisyonot after nisyonot, test after test. Because they don't issue a certificate forever. You don't get a diploma. There's no such a thing. Daily basis, you have to swim against the stream. That's the task that Yehudi has. And that's how it shows that you davuk to Ribono Shel Olam. Because there's no such a thing. I got it. I know what I'm doing. I know how to handle it. Bachalomot. There's no such a thing. Because every day, there's a new trick. There's a new test. There's a new challenge that you have to know how to deal with it. Hayom. Every day, you have to be ready with a new certificate. And that's the task that Yehudi has. And he has to go on. Because that's how he brings the devakut to Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem yizakenu to be a kosher Jewish kebab. Let Hashem nizkeh miyishua b'sorot tov.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.